Published, 28 January 2022.
With the days quickly picking up pace, in their attempt at getting longer. And thus, the amount of darkness is getting shorter.
Then you may be becoming concerned.
Fret not. The nights are still long enough.
Ensuring the astronomers and astrophotographers have plenty of darkness to view the heavens in February.
Tuesday, 1st February. New moon.
Pinch, punch, first of the month, and no return of the moon. Well,
that's not likely to happen. But the first does coincide with the new moon. So it will be out of the way tonight.
If you're able to view the night sky after the street lights have turned off,
or are able to visit a location with low artificial light levels, then it may be an ideal opportunity to view or photograph an object with greater clarity. Wednesday, 2nd February.
Comet 19P, Borealis at perihelion. Comet 19P, Borealis, reaches perihelion, closest to the Sun, on the 2nd. And
with the moonlight levels still low, it may be an ideal time to try and view.
Sunset occurs at around just before 5 p.m. UK, but you will probably want to wait until just before 7 p.m. to ensure it is dark.
It will be visible until about 8 p.m.
The article has an image of where to find Comet 19P, Borealis.
You may wish to view the article for the image. You will want a pair of binoculars or telescope to view.
Comet 19P, Borealis, can be found in a southwesterly direction.
Wednesday, 16th February. Full moon. The full moon occurs in the middle of the week. So if you're not a fan of the moon, then this could be ideal. The article has an image of a full moon. You may want to click on the related image in the article. Sometimes referred to as the snow moon. Let's hope it doesn't bring any snow with it,
making the skies cloudy and preventing viewing the rest of the heavens.
The article has a chart showing the duration of the full moon. You may want to click on the related image in the article.
The full moon rises just before 5 in the evening, UK time. Although it is worthwhile waiting until after 7 p.m. to ensure a good view.
You may be able to get an image with your smartphone. However, a pair of binoculars or telescope will allow you to see in greater detail and get clearer pictures.
Saturday, 19th February.
Viewing M81, Bode's Galaxy.
If you would like to attempt to view a galaxy,
then Bode's Galaxy, M81, is well placed to view tonight.
As well as being a weekend, hopefully increasing your viewing time.
You will need a telescope to view.
It is located near the northern celestial pole, and so will be above the horizon all night. Although viewing in a dark location, or after the street lights are off, may help. The article has an image of where to find M81, Bode's Galaxy.
You may wish to view the article for the image.
M81 can be found above Ursa Major's head in alignment with its front paw.
Planet spotting. Venus.
Venus should be visible for the last couple of hours before sunrise, generally beginning to rise at around 5 a.m., in a southeasterly direction. Mars? Mars rises a little later than Venus, with about an hour's worth of visibility before sunrise. Rising in a similar location to Venus, about an hour later, around 6 a.m. This may also provide an opportunity to view both our solar neighbors.
Jupiter. It may be possible to view Jupiter in the first half of February.
However, the lengthening days will mean the later evenings will make it more difficult, especially in the latter half.
Uranus.
If you would like to attempt to view Uranus, then February may provide an opportunity to view in the evenings.
It should be visible in a southwesterly to westerly direction during February.
Tag us. If you manage to take a photo of any of the objects mentioned in this article, then consider tagging us in any social media posts you make. Associated podcast, video. Darkest Hour, Brightest Night also produce a podcast and video,
which gives you an overview of the events due to occur in February 2022.
These should be released on the 31st of January 2022. And the podcast can be found in the podcast section or on your podcast app. The video can be found in the video section, or via Odyssey or YouTube. Following us on social media will keep you up to date on the events mentioned in this article, and related updates. support.
If you enjoyed the article and would like to help us in creating more content,
then please consider donating via www.buymeacoffee.com/DHBN. Written by Ben Patmore.
Ben Patmore is an amateur astrophotographer. Feedback.
Feedback is always welcomed regarding the article.
Our details can be found on our contact page.